Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition, Wednesday, November 14th, 2012. Hope you're having a good day. We are live each weekday from noon to 1 on the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We are also Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, pretty much all the way up to the Phoenix area, to the north, almost to the New Mexico border to the east, and south and west strong as well. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com, and we post the program, making this very easy for you to hear our program anytime, anywhere in the world. The program on my website, buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com has the program, as does the tucsoncitizen.com. The show is usually posted to those three sites by about 2 o'clock each afternoon. And now we have links to our program on the homepage of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun at gvnews.com, and we're on the homepage of Blog for Arizona, and that website is blogforarizona.com. This Wednesday afternoon, our midweek edition in the middle of November, we will talk with Dr. Victoria Mazes, the Buckmaster Show contributor on health. 30 minutes past the hour, our expert on aging, Gail Morgan, will join us. We'll be talking about putting gratitude into your life this Thanksgiving and holiday season. Gratitude just might be a great place to start as you start thinking about getting in the so-called holiday spirit. Then we'll close out the show with a newsmaker interview with the City of Tucson's new transportation director, talking about what's the latest on that bond measure, that proposition to improve with the road repairs. Last report, it was just too close to call. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. You can call us anytime during the hour on the Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040. You can also submit questions on our Facebook page, which is Bill Buckmaster. Joining me in studio on the Buckmaster Show, our contributor on health, Dr. Victoria Mazes, an internationally recognized leader in integrative medicine. She is the executive director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. She is a professor of medicine, family, and community medicine and public health at the University of Arizona, in addition to facilitating the growth of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. She helped develop its curriculum and pioneered multiple educational innovations, including integrative family medicine and integrative medicine in residency, both national models for educating primary care physicians. She is also the co-author of Integrative Women's Health. Dr. Mazes, good to see you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, congratulations. One of your things in with the Integrative Center is outreach, expanding what you do, not just to Southern Arizona, but we have some people who can hear this program up in Phoenix, and you have opened your doors in late October to some new patients up in Phoenix.
Yes, we are so excited. We have a brand new model for healthcare. It's an integrative health center that's at 3033 Central, so right downtown Phoenix, and it's open for business, and it's really an incredible way to get integrative primary care, if that's what you're interested in.
Well, if somebody is interested in that, how do they go? Can they kind of stop by, take a look at it, and talk to somebody?
Or absolutely. They could stop by and take a look. They can call on the phone. They could look at our website for the Integrative Health Center of the University of Arizona. It's really quite different. It's a model that accepts most insurances, but also has a small membership fee, and therefore people not only have longer visits with their primary care doctor, which most people want. They want to be able to spend more time than the usual 10 to 15 minute visit.
As short as 8 minutes.
As short as eight sometimes. That's true. At our clinic, people have 60 to 90 minutes for their new appointment. Yes. And they'll also have access to a full team because we believe that the future of medical care is more collaborative and more team-oriented. So in addition to their physician, there is a nutritionist, an acupuncturist, a chiropractor, a mind-body therapist. There's a health coach to help people making behavior changes. And there are educational classes and group visits. And we're really hopeful that people can get the support that they need to be healthier in their lives.
And for folks who would like to visit you in the Tucson area, first of all, let me give that website, which is www.ihc.arizona.edu.
Yes.
Yeah. So folks, though, that aren't in Phoenix or in Tucson that would like to take advantage of your services, what's the best way?
Well, we haven't yet opened this integrative health center in Tucson. We would like to. And so if you'd like to see it happen here in Tucson, please let the College of Medicine, University of Arizona Health Network leadership know that you'd like to see this model replicated here. It is our goal to replicate the model. In addition, there's a variety of ways that you can access integrative medicine. We have a consultative practice at the university. In the Department of Family Medicine at the University of Arizona, there are family physicians who we've trained who do primary care. And then we have a collaboration with the Cancer Center where some of our graduates offer a survivorship plan that helps people who have had a cancer diagnosis with an integrative approach to survivorship.
This whole integrative medicine has just expanded. It's just really grown all over the country. And Dr. Andrew Weil, everyone knows Dr. Weil, one of the most recognizable faces probably in the country. And he was the founder and he is the director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. And that was in 97 when this?
Well, 97 was when the fellowship began. And Dr. Weil often talks about what, you know, was once a very lonesome profession. We're about to admit our 1,000th fellow to our educational program. And the fellowship is a 1,000-hour training program that happens over a 2-year period. We have people who are local, but we also have fellows from all over the world. In fact, in the class that just began, we had fellows from Scotland, from Switzerland, from Thailand, and Korea, I believe.
So you're really going worldwide.
It is a worldwide phenomenon.
So, folks, if you did not get that website, probably the easiest way is just Google it. It'll come up very easily at Arizona Integrative Medicine, and you'll have all the information you want to get you to the website. We have talked in many of our sessions over the years, Dr. Mazes, about organic food. And many people are confused by a study that came out this fall from researchers at Stanford University and the Veterans Affairs Center there, the healthcare system in Palo Alto. It was a joint project with researchers at both of those institutions. They looked at organic food, and what was the conclusion that's so controversial?
Well, the headlines essentially said that organic food is not more nutritious than conventional food. And that was the headline that everybody read and that got all of the attention. But actually, the article showed that organic food reduced exposure to pesticide residues and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. And unfortunately, that didn't make any headlines. And that's really important information. So this study showed that there may not be more vitamins, for example, in organic. For most people who eat organic, that's not the primary reason they're eating organic.
If they're into this, they're probably taking a vitamin supplement anyway. They're not eating organic for vitamins.
Well, exactly. You know, and even if there was a little bit more antioxidant vitamin, which some studies actually have shown, does that make a difference? per se to people's health. I think the more important issue is that when things are grown organic, it requires that they reduce most, not all, but most chemical pesticides, herbicides, irradiation, genetically modified organisms, and sewage sludge in the plants. And it has to eliminate most antibiotics and hormones in the animals. And it's better for the environment. And I believe that when you consume these foods that have less pesticide and less antibiotic residue, that is indeed better for your health. And I think that, unfortunately, that was very significantly underplayed in the news coverage.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about this, the antibiotics, because we're having such an issue with humans now and taking the antibiotics and these drug resistance. And you wonder, where does this fit in now with this study, in your opinion?
Well, antibiotic resistance is a growing problem. Most of us are now familiar with MRSA, the methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, and how very difficult it is to treat this infection.
Hospitals have a huge problem with that MRSA
right,
infection.
Right, exactly. But I don't know if most of your listeners are aware that the largest majority of antibiotics are not used for humans. They're used actually in raising animals for food. 70 to 80% of antibiotic use is in animal husbandry. And this is not because the animals are sick, although sometimes it is because of sickness. It's because the animals are treated with antibiotics. The antibiotics turn out to be growth promoters. So if you want a cow that weighs more and therefore is more profitable when you bring it to market, you are going to put antibiotic in its feed because it leads to a cow that weighs more. Now, interestingly enough, it may be that the use of antibiotics makes humans weigh more. I mean, we're in the middle of an obesity epidemic.
Yeah,
and
big time.
It may indeed be that humans who consume antibiotics, especially at a very young age, there was an article that was published in the International Journal of Obesity that looked at British children. And the children who were treated with antibiotics when they were under 6 months of age, so they came in, they had some kind of ear infection or other infection, they had increased weight gain by 1 year of age, and they were 22% more likely to be overweight when they were three. So this growth promotion we're seeing in animals, which we do as a intended side effect of the antibiotics, may be causing unintended side effects in people.
Dr. Victoria Mays is with us. We are going to take a break right here on the Buckmaster Show as we hear from the people who support this program, and we ask that you support them as well. Stay with us. If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 6 years, completing over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, La Cañada from Ina to River, and Phase 2 of Saharita Road. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Dr. Victoria Mazes is with us. Dr. Mazes, the Buckmaster Show contributor on health. She is the executive director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine and also teaches at the University of Arizona. We've been talking about a study that came out saying that organic food is no healthier than non-organic food, but there were all sorts of implications with this study concerning antibiotics. And while we're talking about antibiotic use, it generally is antibiotic use going down in this country, Dr. Mazes?
Well, that is the good news. So it turns out that both pediatricians and parents are well aligned in using fewer antibiotics. And there's been a significant reduction over the past 15 years, in part because of this concern about breeding more antibiotic-resistant bacteria. But parents have become less likely to demand them when they go in and see a physician. It used to be that, you know, if you saw a child with a runny nose and you were pretty sure it was a virus, then the parent would say, but you must do something, doctor. You must give me something.
Kind of, or feel like to get their money's worth.
Well, or they just,
or
felt,
just to feel the appointment, you know, was worthwhile.
Well, it's hard to sit up with a sick child. You want to feel like you're doing something, and getting that prescription and giving the medication, you know, as someone who has three children, does make you feel like you're doing something. But it turns out, you know, when the antibiotic is unnecessary, which it is in viral conditions, you don't want to prescribe them. You want to avoid as much as you can because you increase that resistant bacteria. Well, there's a 24% reduction from 2000, 2001 until 2009 in children in the youngest age groups from 3 to 24 months, which may be an incredibly important time when you think about the microbiome, which is the whole environment inside the intestines when the appropriate bacteria for digestion are forming and becoming colonized. Remember, when that fetus is in the womb, its gut is sterile. There's no bacteria at all. And over the birth period and then the first months of life, that bacteria becomes an essential part of the digestion process.
Yeah, so the word is getting out that antibiotics do nothing for viruses. So that's the good news.
That is the good news.
Well, does anything do anything for viruses? I mean, it's still an area that we're
Well, I think that's a great question.
It
I
is.
Do think there are things, and you know, we're sort of moving into winter cold season, and I know you're a fan of garlic.
I am. I take garlic. I like garlic.
Absolutely. Garlic has antiviral
and
properties.
And I like it in my food, too. I don't know how much that goes to help you health benefits in
it
the food,
depends.
But there might be some benefit.
If it's raw garlic, it's going to have a health benefit. So, for example, you can press fresh garlic or mince it and include it in some olive oil and put it in your salad dressing. You could put it in at the very end of a stir fry. But if it's been baked in an oven and it's that wonderful, mushy, spreadable garlic, then it probably will have lost its antiviral properties. So you need fresh garlic. Again, a tip for parents. When my children were young, the way I would get them to take garlic when they had a cold was I'd mix it into some cream cheese and I'd spread it on a little toast or a cracker, and so instead of onion chive cream cheese, for example, they would have garlic cream cheese. They all swore by it as something that really helped reduce the duration and the intensity of a viral infection. Zinc lozenges have been shown to help reduce the likelihood. Now, again, you want to take it at that very first sign, so it's actually good as we're moving into the cold season to have some on hand. You know, women, carry some in your purse. Men, I don't know what you do. You don't have purses, but...
Well, you could
have
carry
some
it.
Around.
How about raw ginger?
Well, ginger is an anti-inflammatory, but I don't know of it having particular antiviral properties. It has many benefits and is definitely a healthy thing to include
it
in
is.
Cooking.
I try to include a little raw ginger every day.
Yeah. I think that's a healthy thing to do, but getting back to viral infections, some people swear by vitamin C. The data's been kind of mixed. I have to say, personally, if I notice anything coming on, I'm happy to take a little bit of emergency. I definitely feel like, you know, it's a value to me. If it's a placebo, I'm happy to accept that placebo effect and that benefit of stimulating my immune system through activating my beliefs.
Another one that people swear by, and I use this myself, is called Wellness Formula. It's heavy on the vitamin C, and there's a lot of garlic in it. But some people take just a capsule every day during the cold and flu season, just as a kind of preventive.
Yes, you could do that. Another herb that I recommend is astragalus, which comes from the Chinese pharmacopoeia. It's an herb. It's an adaptogen, and it has a broad antiviral, antibacterial, helps you fight infections. In the Chinese thought process, they say it supports the exterior. So it helps prevent you from being susceptible to different kinds of viral infections. And it's very safe to be used, and it's something else you could use. I often take it before I get on an airplane if I know I'm going to be in that closed environment and be surrounded by people who may have infections.
Dr. Victoria Mays is with us. Once a month, we talk with her for a half an hour on health, and I think we will close out by staying on this about, rather than me opening up another subject as big as healthcare, we will save that for another session. But we did have a question. They didn't want to go on the air about echinacea.
Yes.
The jury is not. It's kind of mixed on that right now.
Well, the studies have been mixed, but I would say that I think that echinacea can be effective as well. It's more for at the first sign of a cold as opposed to for prevention. And I think one of the reasons the studies have been mixed is that in many of the studies, they haven't used a large enough dose. So you have to be really careful that when you purchase it, you're taking enough echinacea to make a difference.
There also is a prescription, the Tamiflu. I guess that's been I'm not sure whether that is effective or not. There was some news about that recently.
I do recommend that people take Tamiflu, but only if they have influenza, which is different from the sort of more garden variety infections we've been talking about. And it has to be, again, be taken right at the earliest signs of infection. It also could be taken, you know, if your spouse has just been diagnosed with the flu and you know you've been well exposed, you might decide. Better yet would be to get the flu vaccine and help prevent yourself from getting the flu to begin with.
How about this one? I've heard grape juice is good for the onset of the what is called the stomach flu. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I haven't heard about grape juice for stomach flu. Stomach flu would be more of a gastroenteritis. I think there you might think about probiotics. The other thing I wanted to say, going back to colds and flus, is elderberry, black elderberry. There's a product in the United States called Sambucol. That is another really effective for the runny nose, the chest colds.
Got to take it, though, at the very beginning.
Absolutely. That's always the best way to use these herbal products, at the very beginning.
All right, Dr. Victoria Mazes, and we strongly recommend that our listeners go to the website for the Arizona Integrative Health Center. That's the best way. Just Google it, and you'll get to where you need to go. Dr. Mazes, thanks a lot.
Pleasure to be here.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama says the economy can't afford a tax increase on all Americans. An increase that would take effect in January unless he and Congress can agree on deficit cuts that would avert the increase and the automatic spending cuts that go along with it. At a White House news conference that has just wrapped up, Mr. Obama also said that he has seen no evidence that the scandal involving former CIA Director David Petraeus has harmed national security. Lawmakers have been meeting today behind closed doors with top FBI and CIA officials in hopes of getting more details about the investigation that led to the resignation of Petraeus. Senate Republicans are making it clear to the president that if he nominates U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice to replace Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, he'll have a fight on his hands. The Dow down 100 points. More details at
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, the midweek edition, coming up now on 12:35. And one of our continuing focus segments here on the Buckmaster Show is aging and the impact on the baby boom generation. Our segment on aging is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community for adults 55 and better. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Mindfulness and gratitude are two simple ways to help achieve a more balanced life. In fact, there are countless bestsellers and self-help books that focus on the simple practice of gratitude to help people achieve happiness. And with Thanksgiving now just 1 week from tomorrow, many of us are turning our focus to giving thanks for the many blessings in our lives. But this time of year can also be challenging for many of us. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line is our expert on aging, Gail Morgan. Gail is a vice president of Mather Lifeways, the parent company for Splendido at Rancho Vistoso. Gail, how are you?
Very well. Good afternoon.
It's good to talk with you again. And, you know, gratitude, Gail, might be a great starting point for getting into the holiday season and the holiday spirit.
You know, this time of year, just the fact that the holiday that's coming up is called Thanksgiving reminds us all to give thanks and be appreciative and show gratitude for the many blessings we have. Of course, for especially some older adults, it may also bring some memories of loved and family members lost or gone, or even some regret in their lives.
You know, countless studies, Gail, have been discovering that practicing gratitude on a daily basis has a positive impact on really all areas of our lives, doesn't it?
It truly has a benefit emotionally, physically, socially. You know, practicing gratitude and just giving gratitude is such a great way to reinforce an optimistic lifestyle, a positive approach to life, and it's a excellent way to go into the holiday season, but keep it going. It has so many benefits.
And there are also benefits medically and psychologically.
Yes, you know, like you said, countless studies have proven that as you practice gratitude on a daily basis, it will have positive impacts on your emotional response to things life throws at you. Your personality will be more uplifting and happier. Your health will be better. If you're a working person, it's likely to have positive impact on your career and relationships with friends and family as well.
We just had Dr. Mazes with us for her monthly segment, Gail, on health. Dr. Mazes is the executive director at the Center for Integrative Medicine, which was founded by Dr. Andrew Weil. And in his current book about happiness, there's a chapter on gratitude about really incorporating gratitude practices into your daily routine is a big, big start toward happiness.
It is, and it's something that, you know, we become so busy with our lives at every age, not just older adults, but all of us become so busy that I think you first have to start with a conscious effort of how to insult gratitude, how to implement gratitude every day into your life until it becomes a habit.
Probably keeping a journal is one good way to do it.
Yeah, you know, either in the morning first thing or as you go to bed for the evening, write down three or four things that you're grateful for that day. You can keep it simple. It doesn't have to be long. It's your personal journal.
Also, volunteering is a great way to express gratitude.
My goodness. You know, volunteering is a great way to show gratitude for everything that you have, health, time, financial. And what has also been proven in a variety of studies is especially older adults who volunteer in a good setting found additional purpose for their lives, satisfaction, and the older they became, the longer they had positive volunteer experiences, the more that it affected and provided good health to them.
You know, just try to focus, I think, on the good and not the bad. This may be easier said than done, but I think all of us could try to focus a little bit more on that. We live in a world where there's so much negativity.
You know, we seem to focus on what we don't have, what we've lost, what we can't have. And it's just so much easier emotionally if you focus on what you have the benefit of having in your life. And count your blessings before your regrets, and count your blessings before your sorrows.
Above all, it's so important to emphasize there's no time limit to expressing gratitude, whether it's giving thanks for something that happened a long time ago or something that happened yesterday. The important point is that you're thinking about gratitude and thanks.
That's so true. You know, there's no statute of limitations on saying thank you or showing that you're grateful for what someone did for you, whether it's a friend who helped you back in grade school or the neighbor that extended a hand to you last week. There's no time limit. It's really just do it. We make excuses not to get it done, and then we sometimes regret that we didn't have the opportunity to actually say thank you and to show our gratitude. So the first thing is simply set a goal to get it done.
You have so many fine residents at Splendido. I know that they are very involved with giving. They're involved with many activities of giving back to this community.
They actually have committees that actually spend their entire time planning how to give back. And when you look at just what a group of folks have gotten together and contributed, the volunteer hours, they've put together, they wrote over 200, just shy of 300 letters to soldiers at the Tucson VA hospital expressing gratitude for their service. And they've collected so many things for the veterans that have returned home. They've also put together an entire educational program to help them and their friends stay academically active and involved.
There's also an organization called Gestures of Joy. We've been telling our listeners about an upcoming event. This is a great group.
It's a great group. You know, Gestures of Joy is a group of Splendido residents who set forth to help themselves and give back to the community at the same time. And they have become a pop icon throughout Tucson. They do volunteer programs involving sign language and acting out the song. It's very inspirational. They take it throughout Tucson to nursing centers, schools, and they are doing a performance at Splendido on December 4th.
That's December 4th at 11 o'clock in the morning. You can RSVP by calling 878-2612. And these people volunteer this Gestures of Joy. And as you say, they're performing really all over Southern Arizona. They've become kind of the word of mouth has spread that this is a great group to have entertain at your function.
It's entertaining, inspirational, rewarding. I promise you, you will be grateful for having experienced it.
You know, we talked a little bit about Dr. Andrew Weil's book about happiness. He has a chapter on gratitude. Where can people find out more, in your opinion, Gail?
You know, there's a couple of great books and easy reads that our residents seem to have enjoyed. One's called 365 Thank Yous, a thank you a day. There's Count Your Blessings, which is also another great resource. But, you know, any bookseller would be a great spot to start if you're looking for some guidelines as how to give thanks.
Also volunteering, we have great opportunities in Southern Arizona.
Southern Arizona is rich with opportunities. If someone doesn't have an idea right off the top of their head where to give their time and effort, they could go to volunteermatch.org or even Volunteer Southern Arizona will connect you with the volunteer opportunity that meets what you're looking for.
Great advice on gratitude. And again, Gail Morgan, want to tell our listeners to come out and enjoy the volunteer group Gestures of Joy in action at Splendido on Tuesday, December 4th at 11 a.m. RSVP by calling 878-2612. It'd be a great way to start the holidays, wouldn't it?
For sure.
And I want to wish you, Gail, a wonderful Thanksgiving as we come up next week. Hard to believe it's almost Thanksgiving a week from today, from tomorrow. Have a great Thanksgiving, and thanks a lot, Gail.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks a lot.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Now in its seventh year, the RTA has finished over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Current projects include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. With ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service, providing jobs and making travel around our region faster and safer, the RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than 2 file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at CoxBusinessAZ.com. Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
$12.49 now on the Buckmaster Show, the midweek edition. It's a Wednesday edition. This portion of Buckmaster presented by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Walk through life as it was in the 12th century at the Gila Cliff Dwellings, just north of Silver City, with its rich Western history, galleries, and museums, including the finest collection of Mimbres pottery in the world. It's located at Western New Mexico University in Silver City. It's a great collection if you're interested in Mimbres pottery. Plenty of great places to stay, including Agave Ridge Retreat and Cottage of Whispering Canyon. For more information, log on to southwestnewmexico.org. Proposition 409, that's the city of Tucson's 5-year, $100 million bond question, is still too close to call. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line is Daryl Cole. Mr. Cole is the city of Tucson's new transportation director. He comes to Tucson from El Paso, where he served as the assistant transportation director in that western Texas city. Mr. Cole, how are you today?
I'm excellent. I'm definitely excellent.
Tell me, what's the latest count on 409?
The latest count on 409, I got a few minutes ago. It looks like there's about a 70-vote difference between it and in the favor of the bond election.
With how many votes? Do you have any idea left to be counted?
66,785 for, 66,715 against.
And how many votes still to be counted? Any idea there?
I don't have that number.
Okay.
Got to be getting close.
Yeah, it's got to be very close. And I know you're kind of waiting on pins and needles here, because this really, the Tucson's road repair future really does hang in the balance, doesn't it?
Well, we have a program this year that we're finishing up, $20 million that for resurfacing and paving that we're working on, that we'll finish here probably in June. But after that, the next 5 years are counting on this, absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about, you come from El Paso. Did you have better roads over there than we have here in Tucson?
That's a tough question. I went to work in El Paso in 1986 as the assistant director of the street department.
Off the assistant director of the street department, I got off the speaker and onto the handheld.
Much better.
And then in 1992, I became the director of the street department at that point in time. I had many, many different positions during the time as director. I ended up being the transportation director a couple years ago. I guess it would be 2009, 2010. So I've been the director of El Paso for over 20 years. And then just started looking, put my resume in for a job here in Tucson. I love the desert. I grew up in Chandler. I went to Chandler High School as a youngster 30-plus years ago. I've been in the Southwest, and I love the Tucson desert. So it's been a great experience. Been here about going on my third month now. But answer your question about roads, the pavement condition's probably a little bit better in El Paso at this point in time. Similar size city. I think there's a couple hundred more centerline miles of roadways in El Paso. But still in the Southwest, similar issues. The key is you have to invest in your roadways.
What's your impression of our roadways here? How bad is it as far as you're concerned?
We have a pavement management system that has been working here for several years. Your backlog right now to get into what we'd be call acceptable condition, good condition, you're in the $800 to $850 million backlog, I would say. Now, if you to get into a ride quality and 75% to 80% level somewhere in there, so you have a significant investment that needs to be made. And it's if you remember the old Fram commercial, "You pay me now, you pay me later," as far as taking care of it. Telling my age there, of course, but it's true. You know, we want to do. You want to take care of your pavement and keep it in the ride quality and extend that service life. And so you have a real good pavement condition index here overall as far as condition once you look at your pavements, but we've let them deteriorate to a point where we've got to do something fairly quickly. Otherwise, they're going to fall into such disrepair that we're going to have to completely reconstruct those roads.
I think that the vote surprised a lot of people, a lot of the naysayers that said the thing didn't have a chance. But I think people are saying, look, something's got to be done, Darrell, about this problem.
I agree. I mean, we have a real opportunity here to change it. I mean, the roads affect us every day. We all, one way or another, get on within the right-of-way, and whether we bike or we ride transit or whatever mode of transportation that we get to our work or our play, you ride on the road system, and it's it reflects how you feel about your community. And so we think it's critical to have a good pavement surface, and it just costs less to drive on a nice, smooth road than it does to call one that's rough, and just to the individual person driving the vehicle or even the bus system that we have.
Yeah, I just had the alignment done on my car. I think that's the second time I've had that done in the last year or so. You hit some of these potholes, and that car is out of alignment very quickly.
You know, it's something we really, feel strongly about. We'd like to provide a product that the citizens of our community can be proud of. And if this thing passes, and we're still hopeful, our fingers are crossed, of course, that it does go forward. And we want to provide a product that our citizens can really stand and say, hey, that's good. We like that. We'll put a citizen community together that can actually watch us go through this and make sure the investment is going in the right places at the right time. And we can really make a difference going forward.
Darrell Cole is with us. Darrell is City of Tucson's new transportation director. He's been on the job about 3 months now. With that $20 million in the pavement management plan, Darrell, what Oracle is one of the roads that project is complete. What else do you have completed?
We are working, I think, maybe even today. Altura is, of course, in town, and we were trying to finish a piece of Mission road right now in front of that because it was on our plan, and we moved that up a little bit sooner to try to get in front of for the bicyclists that are going out there. So Mission should be done, I think, today with some of the striping and such. So that's the third road of the group that we have. We have several more that will start probably right after the holidays with a plan to get those done before June.
We mentioned Oracle. You're mentioning Mission. Do you know the third one in that?
I don't know off the top of my head. Okay. I should know that, but I should.
No problem. I just wanted to know also if this passes the 5-year, $100 million bond question, do you have any idea what roads would get attention immediately in the first year of that program?
We have a map out, and I should have brought that with me. Let me see if I can find it real quick. We have an actual GIS aerial map, and 85% of the streets are going to be our collector system, which was the major streets that we all drive on, 15% being the residentials that we're going to work through our committee on. I was just notified that the third street we talked about that's been completed was Stone.
Stone, okay.
So Fort Stone, Lowell up there, I believe in that area.
Stone, Oracle, and then Mission completing up today. So the bond program, that will be over the 5 years. That's very important if that does pass, obviously, to the future of our road situation. But the neighborhood streets, of course, are going to have to take a back seat. What do you advise if someone has a really big pothole that they feel is even a safety hazard? Should they call the city, call your department about it?
Please, let me give you that phone number.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me look. A Tucson service request number is, of course, the 520 area code, 791-3154. And even if it's after hours, leave a message. We have an answering machine there, and we'll get it the next work day. We need to know where they are. It's important just to have an idea where the potholes are, where we can set up our work crews and actually address those. We have 8 pottle patching machines that we're working on that we work every day. And I think we actually have some really good workers out there. We're very, very pleased with that. So we want you to make sure you call that. That call number, we need to know whatever the service request is, whether it be weeds or potholes or pavement condition. We count on the public to let us know where those are. It helps us be more responsive to you.
Okay, and again, the number is 791-3154. Eva, leave a message, even if it's after hours. I've only got a few seconds left. Daryl, how's the downtown streetcar update coming?
Oh, it's doing fantastic. We are every day it's changing. We're still on schedule. I know we had folks up in Portland last week looking at cars. The second car is being painted and is in the paint shop up there just outside of Portland. So we're looking at being this time next year, we'll actually should be riding on the car.
All right.
We're going to be testing it just after the first of the year, and construction seems to continue to proceed.
All right, Daryl Cole, thanks for being with us. We'll look forward to talking to you again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Daryl Cole, he's the City of Tucson's new transportation director. Bottled water on Buckmaster provided by Culligan. We love it. It's good drinking water. In fact, I think it's the best drinking water around. Why? It just simply tastes better. Coming up at 4 o'clock, John C. Scott, 4 to 5 with John. And then tomorrow morning, Thursday edition of Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. They are on from 6 to 8 as the local talk continues on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. I am Bill Buckmaster. We will do it all over again tomorrow during the noon hour on The Buckmaster Show. Have yourself a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI. Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.